B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
Yo, what's up, guys?
I had to be towed in by another adult male.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
A C-note. You got to go. Oh, man. Whoa! Wow. Oh, he got smoked. Bango.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Dutcher and Rich radio program, 617-779-0985 in the Town Fair Tire Studios. You can watch us on Twitch at twitch.tv. You can get the Twitch app and search for us on the Sports Hub. My wife is going out of town. She's going to Nashville with her friends this morning, and that leaves me with the children. And now being left with the children is it sucks. There's either there's a lot of activity or there's none. So, for instance, on Saturday, there's baseball at 9:30 and then soccer for my daughter at like noon, and then nothing. Just nothing.
See, I always find those weekends to be easy.
Yeah, but you take them to like Legoland and stuff.
Yeah, I do things with them. I go to movies. I have them by myself the first weekend in October, and like they have got like sports and stuff like on like Friday and then Sunday. But Saturday, I'm driving to Six Flags. I'm taking Six Flags all day. It's easy. If you've got something that they want to do, and there's an activity that all of you can just kind of do, and you can turn your brain off. Yeah, it's easy. They're not fighting each other. You know what I mean? If you find like something to bring them to like that, it just makes it easy.
I'm not taking them to Six Flags.
Why?
Because I don't want to go to Six Flags.
Well, I mean, you can go somewhere else.
They're not going to like Six Flags anyway.
They wouldn't like Six Flags?
No, they don't like the rides. They're not big on the rides.
What about water slides? Can you do the Great Wolf Lodge?
I'm not going to the Great Wolf
Lodge. I've done that.
That place is all right.
Loaded with TNR fans, too.
There is not a place that I go where there's more Toucher and Rich fans than the Great Effing Wolf Lodge.
I've only done it once.
It is the weirdest thing.
Well, I've only done it once. There are loads of them there. It's true.
It's like I'll be walking around just like chasing my kids with my shirt off. It'll be a bunch of dads like, dude, I feel you, man. I'm here too. And they're like, hey, what's up, Rich? Like,
seriously.
All right, thanks, man. Yep.
Well, the Great Wolf Lodge seems even worse that you're in an apartment with them.
You wear them out. It's like it makes life easy. If you wear them out and you can just kind of sit and watch them do their thing and they're not fighting each other and they're not bored, it makes your weekend. Sitting at home's the worst, because then they just get angry and they start fighting and hitting each other and stuff like that. You got to go and do something to where you don't have to be in control of anything.
Well, Sundays, I'm taking them to play golf tonight, this evening. And there's no one after us, so I can just do whatever I want with them.
Sure.
And then, but then Sunday is all sports. So then Saturday they have stuff, but it ends at like 1. So then I don't know. I would like to take them to a movie, but there's not any kids stuff out that I know of.
Well,
so
there's it that involves some children, doesn't it?
Yeah. I want to see that as much as they do.
Angry Birds 2, is that still in the theater?
I brought my kids to see Angry Birds, the first one, and it had the Limp Bizkit version of Behind Blue Eyes in it.
Bird, you want to answer the phones?
I took the kids while we were on vacation in New Jersey to see Angry Birds 2. I fell asleep.
You see, I refused to bring my kids to bad movies.
It was bad. I didn't know how bad it was until, you know, you get in the theater.
Oh, yeah.
You're 5 minutes in, you're like, oh, man, well, this is a beating.
If there's food, my daughter's fine. She just likes the movie because there's popcorn.
So they wouldn't like Canopy Lake. They don't like rides.
Yeah, and I'm also not going to take them to Canopy Lake in the afternoon. That's a pain in the ass.
It's like a 45-minute drive, and once again, you're on the conveyor belt. It's just like...
Ride the rooster of death, Fred. Come on.
Yeah, the Chara rooster. Which I can't
ride. Too dangerous.
Spinning rides, I don't do that.
No.
Not
the scrambler, I know. Dad, let's do the scrambler. Nope.
It's not the scrambler.
Right here.
It's not the scrambler. It's the psychodrome.
That's right. That's right.
So they call it up there.
I'm very happy my kids are now tall enough to ride the rides by themselves.
Yeah, that's. I'm not looking forward to it.
Chuck E. Cheese?
No,
they're too old.
No,
okay, yeah,
no,
they might be too old.
No.
Yeah, they're too old for that. And I would go to Dave and Buster's, but at the Natick Mall. And I'm not going to the Natick Mall on a Saturday.
Why? Dave and Buster's is a good place to go with the kids. It is.
I don't have a problem going there with the kids, but I'm not going to deal with Natick Mall on a Saturday.
There's ample parking, Fred. You'll find a spot.
Fred, and then it's like chaos.
Fred, it's the perfect time of year to go apple picking.
They would love it.
Check out the maze.
Go to the maze that made John Wallach have fits when he was a kid.
I can point out exactly where it is. I know exactly where that is.
Never again. You had a panic attack, right?
I did.
Okay,
I did. I was like 8, 9, got lost in one of those mazes.
Yeah. Oh. I'm not even going to crap on you for that. There's been times
awful.
I've been in those mazes before, and I've gotten close to a panic attack.
My parents disappeared. I thought I'd been abandoned for like 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
It was awful.
Oh, yeah.
It was called, you know what that was called, John? Their plan.
I know. Son of a bitch, I found my way out.
Oh, John, don't feel anything bad about having a panic attack in one of those things.
No, it's insane.
That's like one of those landmark moments of childhood. That happened to me in that maze.
I've been lost at like the mall and like freaked out when I was a kid.
No.
Well, there was one of those places that's around here that sent us an overhead shot of a new corn maze they made. It's like Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah, right.
And
yeah.
First of all, A, that's impressive. Like, the fact that you were able to do that, it still drives me crazy. That you're able to plant all those trees and put them all in the right place. But the one other thing on that is, oh my God, I would have a heart attack.
Yeah, that's
it's
the first
so
thing I thought of. A helicopter goes
massive.
Overhead. I say, what idiot drops himself in the middle of that?
Yeah, I mean, that's insanity. And people love it. I don't get it.
All right, Jaguar, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
I just want to get your guys' opinion on the new updated circulating news on for the AB situation.
What's that?
One of them was where AB was actually in bed with this alleged person on numerous occasions, where he was laying up on her, she was laying up on him, kissing the phone, after she claimed that they had just strictly friendship. The other one was apparently after the incident in Miami where the alleged rape happened, she ended up going back to his hotel room numerous times, I guess is on surveillance video or something.
Well, first of all, Dan, or Jaguar, you don't know when those were actually filmed. Like, you don't know, just because somebody says this is the date that this video happened, you don't know that. And the other thing is, too, is that he's admitted that they were in a relationship, and I think that she might have even admitted at a time they were in a relationship. It doesn't mean you can't get raped during your relationship, or maybe even the relationship was over and he raped her afterwards. Just because there's a video of them hugging or sitting in bed together doesn't mean that what she's saying isn't true. So I saw that too. It's like, oh, she's a liar now. There's videos of them sitting together. Listen, I don't know whether she's lying or not. All I know is that you can't look at those pictures and those videos that are out and say, well, she's definitely a liar because they apparently were intimate at one point.
All right.
Because I saw that going around a lot yesterday, and I was like, well, this proves nothing. And also, like, oh, well, the date is after she said she was raped. I'm like, well, first of all, that also doesn't mean anything. And even if it did, how do you know that that date's correct? Even if you truly believe that it's impossible for someone to go back with someone who's been raped before, then how do you even know that the date is correct on these videos? There's too much stuff on the internet that everyone immediately takes as fact and turns us into gospel when you don't know what this stuff is.
Dan, go ahead.
Two things. I got to say, Rich, you just kind of you're taking the opposite side. You just kind of like, oh, just because there's proof that they were in a relationship doesn't mean she wasn't raped. Well, you can't just look at it as, I mean, you could rape anybody at any time. You know, if you don't have evidence, you know, how can you say you didn't rape someone? Anybody can accuse. I'm not saying he didn't. The guy's a dirtbag. But I got to say,
Man, Bill Belichick, have you seen him try to smile? That is pure evil inside, Freddie. It is pure evil. Yeah. I agree with you, man. Love you guys.
Thank you. I don't care for him.
Yeah, I mean...
I don't care for Bill Belichick.
I'm not saying that means anything either way.
Well, you can't use that as evidence. You can't suspend him for the civil suit.
He's playing Sunday.
Yeah, he's playing.
He's going to play Sunday.
But they could cut him.
They could.
They're not going to.
Not with the. If all things being equal, if he's innocent until proven guilty, and you're practicing him, you're going to play him. You're not going to cut him.
I actually have.
Yeah, but they could cut him.
They could, but they're not going to.
Well, I have some new news that leads me to believe that they are not going to do it regarding Antonio Brown. It's something that just came out overnight. So we have some of that in what happened last night. But in the meantime, Fred, I'm telling you, you got to go to the lodge. Go to Great Wolf Lodge, baby.
I'm not going.
Wear those kids out.
The food is excellent.
That'd be worse than sitting home.
No, nothing is worse than sitting home.
I'm not going to sit at home with them. I'll figure something out. There's no movies, though. There's no... I take them to an R movie, too, but I don't... There's nothing like a comedy. Like, I take them to an R comedy, but I can't take them to that kid one where they're all running to and fro.
Yeah, that one's apparently pretty bad.
Yeah, so, I mean, if there was a light R, I'd take them to it, but there is. It seems not to be. Like, Zoolander 2, which was amazing. I took them to see that. Plus the place has got to have alcohol if I'm with the two kids.
That is the Great Wolf Lodge. You can sit there and drink some of the Great Wolf Select. Legit. Matter of fact, I tried to buy a glass of wine there because there was like a pizza place.
This is the bonus right here. Listen to what this man has to say.
And I was just like, well, all right, it's been a long day. I'm going to take a glass of wine. They said, well, we don't sell it by the glass. You got to buy the bottle. I'm like, well, daddy's drinking tonight.
He literally walked around the arcade carrying a bottle of wine.
Yeah, because they wouldn't give me like...
No, I'm saying that's an awesome thing. I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
I had a bottle of wine in my hand following my kids around the arcade just drinking. And it was, you know what? Not too bad.
How's that sound?
They were asleep by 8. They got worn out so badly, they were asleep by 8.
Yeah, and I don't want to take them anywhere where you're going to spend the night.
You don't have to. You don't have to. I mean, you can drive home. But that's a long trip, though. It's 45 minutes.
There's a reason it's off where it is.
I mean, he's got a game. She's got a game. She's got a birthday party on Sunday. I can't do that. Sunday's done. Today is done. Because I'm taking him golfing.
So the question really is, how are you going to kill time between 1 o'clock and bedtime on Saturday?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the key.
Children's Museum. They'll only get lost for 20 minutes.
Yeah, I'm not taking them to the museum.
Every kid gets lost at the Children's Museum.
Yes, my son has been lost at the Children's Museum. Uh-huh. When my daughter was a baby, my son got lost there. But I'm not big on those kinds of activities. Are the Red Sox in town?
No. Matter of fact, they're not even playing tonight. It's weird. It's Friday night. They're not even playing.
Yes. Really?
Yep.
Yes.
Tomorrow night's in Philadelphia.
That is weird. All right, Rich, what do we have coming up?
We do have some new news regarding Antonio Brown and his situation with the civil case, and we might know why the Patriots are saying that they, or at least it seems that the Patriots had no idea that all of this was going on.
All right. We'll have all that for you. We'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
What's up?
Hello, boys and girls.
There were two things that I remember being
like must-see television.
Toucher and Rich on Twitch TV. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed is Toucher and Rich.
What happened last night? 98.5, The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. I want to take this one called Tom. Go ahead.
Yes, you are the worst father ever. You don't want to do anything with your kids, and then you got to be drunk to do it with your kids, and then you're going to put them in the car and drive them home. You make Donald Trump sound like the daddy of the year.
When did I say I didn't want to be with my kids?
You don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that.
I don't want to take them an hour away. And when did I say I wanted to be drunk?
I need alcohol.
No, I didn't.
I think you
did. Yes, you did. You said, whatever I do, I'm going to need, there's going to have to be alcohol there. You absolutely said it.
I said, whatever I do, are you going to need alcohol?
Yeah, you said
something
that,
along those lines.
You did.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
But I didn't say I didn't want to be with my kids.
You don't want to do this. You don't want to do things kids want to do. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to take them golfing. Hey, what a dad. Great guy.
Yeah, what a piece of crap I am, taking them golfing.
What's next? Hey, why don't you have them paint the room, too? Maybe one of the bedrooms he'd paint. You can have them do that, too. Good family outing.
Okay.
You can drink.
Okay. I'm a bad dad. You cracked the code.
Lucky Strike. Somerville, not bad. Lucky Strike of Fenway, that one's good too.
Mm-hmm.
Dead on the weekends.
I
don't know about the bowling part, but
now that you said that, everyone's going to flock to it.
I mean, listen, it's not like if they get 100 more people, it's still going to be so. That arcade is dead on the weekends, and no one's there.
Lucky Strike.
I'll probably take them there.
That's a good place to go.
There you go.
The one in Fenway, that's a good place to go.
I just like the idea that I'm not going to take them an hour away to go to an amusement park. It makes me a bad father. Like, my parents were like, oh, hey, Freddie, let's go to an amusement park every weekend. I'm not doing it. They don't need it. They have plenty of activities.
Kings at the Seaport, that's another good one. They got, like, a retro arcade there, too, which is pretty good.
And I don't understand why taking them golfing is bad. They like it.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Zoe hit shots?
Around the green.
Okay.
That's good.
But I don't know why that makes me a bad father. So, there you go. And I don't need alcohol. I don't believe that I'm going to be drinking on the course this evening. But if I took them to Great Wolf Lodge, or if I took them to somewhere like that, I would need alcohol.
Yeah. Great Wolf Lodge, because you're staying there. If you do stay there,
you're kind of isolated.
I had no shame in drinking.
Nearby. You're pretty in the hotel.
None whatsoever if I was sticking around, not driving anywhere.
By the way, Donald Trump's done his kids okay. Giving him big positions in his administration. So say what you will. He likes the hot one.
Well, he does seem like
and
that.
And he likes Junior.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Well, it is 2 days before the game, and it looks as if Antonio Brown is more than likely playing this Sunday. And according to NFL.com, all signs are pointing to Brown being on the field in Miami this weekend. The Patriots have held two practices this week, and Brown's been on the field for both sessions. And in the meantime, Brown's found new confidence that his civil suit against him won't keep him out of any more games, and that might have been the motivation for returning to social media last night, where for a minute and a half, he went live on Instagram from the TB12 facility in Foxborough. And Fred, you have the clip right here. Here's how that sounded.
Oh, good. Get right back on social media.
Y'all got 17,000 right here. The work don't stop. You know? No matter what they say, no matter what they hate, somebody still got to go to work.
We share the perseverance room. Show y'all. You heard. God is great.
Determination. Perseverance.
He invokes God more than any person on the planet.
He does. There is a lot of that. I don't know about more than anyone on the planet, but he does seem to do it a lot.
More than any other athlete that I can remember, especially like a scumbag athlete, like just invoking God all the time.
Well, he's pointing at the words that are on the rooms in the TB12 facility. So he's not saying these words off the top of his head. Not the God one, but you know, like he's saying, like, you know, courage, determination.
No, I understand that, but he invokes God.
He does.
That's God is very involved in his life. He loves it.
Commitment. We got this. Focus. It's called finish. That's the squad.
It's called Welcome to Legends Avenue. It's called TB12. Let's get it. Hey, Alice, it's just like 17,000 people.
I love 17,000 people.
Is he bragging about the people watching him?
Yeah, yes. And when he says Alex, I'm assuming he's talking to Alex Guerrero.
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, wow. 17,000 people. He must be very proud of himself. He's repeated that twice now.
Somebody got to do this work. Call God.
And it's- I mean, will you stop with the God stuff? Jesus.
No, God. Not Jesus. Jesus is the Son of God.
There's some,
you're getting the two mixed up.
Religion.
Know your Trinity.
The hell.
God, I always do that.
Holy Spirit. Then you got all three. Then you've hit the trifecta.
I've always do that. I always mix up Jesus and God. There's egg in my face.
Call God.
I've been in a Jewish household for too long. I don't know the New Testament.
Call God. In the time of crisis, all I ask is love. Dedication and focus. Stay focused. The devil gonna try to bring you down when you get closer to your goals. The key is, don't let him. Now I was thinking about it. All the basketball players in the world, all the soccer players in the world, they get love and embrace. Maybe we need a football USA team so the world can love us. Because all we get is hate. Call God. I'm gone.
Yeah, NFL players got it pretty rough. Everyone hates them.
You need a USA football. You're on it. Like, you're essentially on the USA football team.
Yeah,
right
I
now.
Mean, you got to have sympathy for NFL players. The way they're constantly attacked. I mean, could you imagine anything worse than being on an NFL team and making millions of dollars?
Well, you know how on Instagram Live you can see the comments of people that they're sending while they're watching the video? Well, amongst the comments that were being posted on this video were, quote, "You will prove them wrong, New England Patriots, we all in." Another one, "Don't believe her." Another one, "Commitment?" with a question mark when he said the word commitment. I thought that was kind of funny. And finally, quote, "God is great and ready to suspend you for your actions." But meanwhile, ESPN is reporting more details on the civil suit being brought against him by his trainer. They said that representatives for Antonio Brown and his accuser, Brittany Taylor, had been in discussions over the last few months, but they agreed that their communication would remain confidential. That is, until she filed her civil sexual assault lawsuit and it became public. This, the sources say, is why the Patriots and the Oakland Raiders, who of course released him last weekend, would not have known about this matter unless there was a breach in confidentiality on any of those discussions between Brown and his accuser. So the exact nature of the talks, it really hasn't been confirmed, but it is common practice for settlement talks to occur before the civil filing is put in there.
She must have been asking for a lot of money. Well, I mean, a lot of money.
I think they kept saying, if you don't pay us, we are going to make this public. And then I believe that finally they pissed her off enough where she made it public. Well, one high-ranking team source, according to ESPN, said players are not obligated to notify a team about a civil case before signing a free agent contract. Now, when it rises to a criminal case, that's when the dynamic changes. So as far as the Patriots trying to get out of any kind of guaranteed money, like Burt Breer said before, because of non-disclosure, not telling them that something was going on or there was a lawsuit that was pending, that only counts when it's a criminal case and not a civil one. So keep that in mind. Right now, it seems like the Patriots would still be on the hook. It sounds like, however, the rest of the team is ready to move on with Antonio Brown on this roster. And one of those players who's looking forward to seeing him play on Sunday is Stephon Gilmore.
He's a good guy. You know, he's smart. He's cool. I mean, we welcome everybody with open arms, you know. So I'm happy on our team.
So that does explain a little bit about how Drew Rosenhaus said that we were expecting something like this might happen. So he apparently was aware of everything that was going on between Antonio Brown and these negotiations back and forth with his accuser. And
now, here's the deal, is that anyone could civilly sue anyone for any reason. I mean, that doesn't mean anything. I mean, the league shouldn't suspend the guy for, I mean, because anyone could get sued. It's a bad precedent. But why were they in talks for a settlement?
Because she said, "I'm going to tell the world that you raped me." So, and I think that, a lot of times, whether you're guilty or not, people with a lot of money pay to make things go away.
That regardless of if it's true or not. A rape charge makes people stand up and take notice.
But couldn't you stand? I mean, I'm just thinking of guys who've done this before. Couldn't you just come out and go, like, this woman is asking for money for something that didn't happen?
Okay, so Michael Jackson settled with some victims in court. We don't know what they were settling for, how much money it was, but, I mean, it has been speculated it was some of these kids who are making some claims against him.
Do you think that he
he would have been better if he came out and said...
No, because I think he molested children.
Okay.
You don't?
No. I'm saying I think he probably did too.
If it came out of nowhere,
but this is what I'm talking about. Right. They made it go away.
Okay,
and I'm not judging whether or not this is real or not, because how the hell would we know?
I know that's
the reason that they go back and forth and try to negotiate.
I'm not negotiating with someone that is, and again, I don't think that he should be suspended because it sets a bad precedent, and someone could come around tomorrow and sue Wallach, you know, for whatever he wanted in civil court. And then you got to defend it in the, but the, I don't know. I just think that the tact that I would take is I would come out and I would go, this is nonsense and I'm being extorted.
That keeps it in the news. Because if this would have worked, if they would have worked out a settlement, we would have never known about any of this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if he came out and he was like, hey, I'm being extorted.
Well, then all of a sudden it's like, whoa, what's this about rape and Antonio Brown?
Well, she can prove. Anyway.
But now it's too late because the settlement didn't work out.
Yeah,
like, well, she obviously, something well, broke down. Well, she wanted a certain amount of money.
That's why I think she wanted a lot of money. Because she can prove that the two of them were together. She can prove that the two of them spent time together. This is different from something out of left field saying he was with me and there's no video proof.
She can't prove enough to show that it happened.
But she can throw enough stuff at the wall to make it look like, all right, there's a little something here.
But I would come out, this is me, and I would come out and I would go, hey, you know, this woman's trying to extort me. I'm going to tell you right now that none of this happened.
What if you have, like, millions upon millions of dollars to just make it go kidding. Away and it doesn't mean
if
anything?
If someone's falsely accusing me of a crime, F them. And you know what? I'd come out, I go, this woman is trying to extort me, and this is all crap, and I'm going to fight this every way. Instead of negotiating a settlement.
Even if...
Why can't he stay off social media? My God.
Are you kidding me, Fred? You want him on social media.
Kidding me?
No, I know.
What does he sound like?
Stop talking.
Come on.
Stop talking.
Antonio, keep posting things.
Yeah, I know. He's not going to make it through the season. He's going to do something bad.
Well, there is one expatriate who does not like you comparing him to Antonio Brown. We will talk to that also. Rob Gronkowski on his, hey, I'm taking CBD tour, actually said something kind of scary yesterday that we will get to.
I did hear about that. Here are the headlines.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Down. Download the Sports Hub app today.
Boy, what are you sharp, boy? The cafe's on you, boy. Ooh, boy, you look so on your head, boy.
Yo, boy. Thinking like back in the days, niggas wore fades, suit tie caps, just trying to catch away. Trying to catch away. Trying to catch away.
Long time coming. Someone swarming with the bees.
98.5 the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. And Rich, what is going on as you listen to D'Angelo to get back up?
Well, while this was going on, Corey Dillon wants you to know that he's sick and tired of having his name brought up every time Antonio Brown's name is brought up. In a recent interview with The Athletic, Dillon was asked, so what bothers you so much about having your name show up in stories about Antonio Brown joining the Patriots? His answer, quote, I just find it kind of curious every time the Patriots do something or bring a guy in, my name comes up like I was a bad guy. He said, I'm trying to set that straight. First of all, John, when you look back, you thought of him as a bad guy, correct?
When he showed up, yeah. I was there most of the time. He came in with a bad reputation.
Yeah,
he was straight and narrow while he was there in Foxborough, but when he left Cincinnati, it wasn't good.
Well, he still holds
a damn about your bad reputation.
Right.
You know that song?
Yes.
By Joan Jett?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I think Fred was proud. We all just let that sit there for a second.
You let that sink in.
Yep.
Buddy boy.
Yep. He continued saying, first of all, if you go back in time, look at who I played for at the time. Are you kidding me? People want to say I was the bad guy in that situation? No, that's not the case. It comes down to we play football, a game to actually win. He said, that's what you play for. Me personally, I was never a me guy, worried about someone else's money, worried about getting paid. My main objective was to win football games, and my ultimate goal is to win a championship.
By the way, I'm being told that his last game in Cincinnati, he threw his equipment into the stands.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. There was, I mean, he was pissed. He says
he didn't want to be there. He shot his way out of Cincinnati, and he was a great running back.
Was he ever accused of rape?
No. Not to my knowledge.
No. And that would piss me off, too, if I'm Corey Dillon, and, like, you're getting looked at. With the guy and all his rape charges are on you. He said, if you go check, ask my former teammates in Cincinnati. He said, I wasn't a bad guy in the locker room. My whole thing was, hey, listen, I'm tired of losing. And to sum that up and put it in a corporate America hypothetical situation, if you had a job where you feel you're going nowhere and you have an opportunity to better yourself and better your career in a different situation, what, you're not going to take that opportunity? But I do it and I'm a cancer. I'm a bad guy. I don't know how people think of that. I don't get it. That's very well said.
And he showed up and had the best year of his career.
He still holds like a ton of records with the Bengals, too.
Yes. God. He had over 1,000 yards like six straight years.
More than Nicky Woods?
Yes, more than Nicky Woods.
Okay.
Yes.
David, go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I appreciate your show. Just a couple of quick comments about, unfortunately, AB. I think it's interesting that he invokes God similar to another person of, you know, tongue-in-cheek, outstanding character. What's this guy's name? Ray Lewis.
Yeah.
Another jackwagon.
That's right. It lets you get away with anything.
People, yeah. A number of you have said this already. I'm disappointed in the Patriots and the fact that they brought him in the first place, well before all these accusations. I think the guy's a jackwagon.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
For the latest podcasts, the latest sports news, and for Tutcher and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
Astro. Yeah. Sun is down, freezing cold.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We are Tutcher and Rich. All right, Rich, what else is going on?
So while Rob Gronkowski continues his, hey, I got CBD oil, hey, when are you coming back tour? There was an interview that Gronk did for CBS that sure seemed sobering. He was asked about whether or not he would allow his kids to play football, which opened up an interesting discussion about his previous injuries.
I will let my son play football, but first off, I will educate him on the game. You know, educate him on, like, what I went through. And I truly believe that anything, you know, any injury that you receive is fixable, though. I mean, I went through it. I had 9 surgeries. Probably had, like, 20 concussions in my life. Like, no lie. Probably, like, I remember, like, 5, like, blackout ones. Like,
but you
I don't
said
remember.
You had a pint and of blood drained from your body after the Super Bowl because of internal bleeding.
Yes, because of internal bleeding. But, like I said, I'm fixed.
All right. Well, first of all, any injury is fixable. I love Gronk, but I mean, I can't think of a more wrong statement that anyone could make.
Yeah, people that are suffering are obviously just lazy.
I mean, how about people paralyzed in car accidents?
Yeah, point to literally hundreds of former NFL players that are struggling to live a normal life.
Yeah, when the center for those great Steelers team, Webster, you know, went nuts and was homeless for a long time. I mean, he should have just had CBD oil. I think that's the thing, is I think that he says these things because he's endorsing CBD oil as a cure-all.
I mean, maybe that's the case, but I mean, obviously,
still, you got to watch what you say.
But 20 concussions, holy moly. And I don't doubt it. But
no, there's got to be more.
I mean, you would think, out of all the years he's played, and he said there were five where he blacked out.
Youth football,
man.
High school football, college football, and the pros for 9 years. That's an extreme low ball.
It's just sobering, especially when he says there's five that he remembers blacking out. I mean, but
how do you remember blacking out?
Well, I kind of wish the reporter would have followed up on that 20 concussions thing, but instead we got questions like this.
His girlfriend Camille,
two?
You guys have been together such a long time. When is it time to put a ring on it, Gronk?
That's the worst question you can ask any man. You're going to put a ring on it? Going to do that? When are you going to get married? When are you going to get engaged? When's it going to happen?
Well, because, I mean, he's a man of 30 years old. I mean, it's time to, if he's been in a long-term relationship.
No excuse. You're not playing anymore.
If I'm a young lady, I'm saying, I'm giving him an ultimatum. Ring or a ding-ding. I'm out the door.
Is that what a ding-ding sound is of somebody leaving?
Yeah, the ding-ding-ding. I'm out of here.
It's a train coming by. A trolley coming by to pick her up.
Yeah, I'm out of here, Jack.
That's also a top five worst songs ever made. Put a Ring on It by Beyonce. That is a beat down.
I like it because she's fierce.
Yeah.
She's fierce.
The only thing worse than that was that my kids one time watched one of the Chipmunk movies that just came out, and they did a cover of Put a Ring on It.
Oh.
So not only was it Beyonce's like Put a Ring on It, I used to love it. My first album, I think, was Chipmunk Punk.
You know,
which I used to think that it was the Chipmunks who wrote Call Me by Blondie, You May Be Right by Billy Joel, because Billy Joel's punk rock as hell.
The Chipmunk movies are just awful.
I mean, it's like having a clown hit you in the face with a hammer for 2 hours. I can't think of anything it's like war, other than when I saw Mike Myers as the Cat in the Hat. Like, that movie, that might be the all-time, like, worst as far as just grating annoyance film.
Myers has some hits and misses, there's no question.
Love Guru, not good?
No.
No. I liked all three Austin Powers. Thought all three were good.
The third one, not great.
Fat Bastard's a great character.
Fat Bastard's number two.
Is it?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Gold Member was number three.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
where he picked the skin off his head.
Then, to be quite honest, I don't remember much of the third one. Fat Bastard was the second
Beyonce's
one.
Beyonce's in the third one.
Yeah, everyone. They had a bunch of celebrities just standing around in the third one.
Yeah, which is always funny.
But I remember it being good. Not that part, but I just remember leaving going, oh, that was another good one.
Yeah, it's fine.
What can you do? Well, hey, John, the Sox won, but who wants to talk about them? All I want to talk about is the fact that Xander Bogaerts seems to also not be fooling himself anymore that the season's over.
I know the season hasn't been very nice for us in general, and that's one of the tough things to go back home and think about in the off season. But whenever I have time, I'm probably to myself or my family. You know, those are stuff that they'll definitely be talking about, because my mom has been rooting for me to get a double for a while, you know, and I guess she knew more than me how important it was.
Sorry, talking about the offseason. Well,
I mean, they're not going to make the playoffs. Well, I don't know why you'd pretend.
There was a report earlier this week, John, that there is a chance the Sox might decide to keep neither J.D. Martinez nor Mookie Betts in order to get back under the luxury tax.
Well, it's not their decision about J.D. Martinez. He's got an opt-out.
Well, yeah. Well, but they're also saying that, I mean, he's probably not going to stick around, I wouldn't think.
If you look at the future of this franchise, it's going to get worse before it gets better, unless you think that window's open another year. And Fred and I were talking about this. There is a very real possibility you could be without both. I mean, the Sox have to entertain trade offers for Mookie Betts.
The thing that scares me about trading Mookie Betts is he only has a year left. And so I wonder what the return would be.
You're probably going to get a killer return.
You're going to get
with a year
with
left.
One year left?
Yeah.
And the team that gets him gets the inside track on re-signing him.
No, I understand that, but I don't think you're going to get nearly the bounty that you do.
It's better than the alternative, which is losing them for a compensatory draft pick.
I didn't say they shouldn't get rid of them. I'm just saying I don't think it's going to be this crazy windfall in terms of what you get back, because, again, there's only a year left on this deal. But, they got to rebuild their farm system. They got to get things going again.
You got a problem with that? Them completely saying, all right.
Well, they're not. I mean, they got Price for forever. They got Sale for forever. They got Valdi for forever. I mean,
Let a guy like Betts, who is going to have a monster year next year because it's a contract year, that kind of guy, and that's a homegrown guy, too. That guy came up through your system. That's a success story. I mean, to let him get away, honest to God, I'd offer him the grandfather. I don't know if they can do it now because of all the salaries, as Fred just mentioned, they've committed to. But that guy's going to be not good, great for the next decade. A gold glove guy that can hit 30 homers and steal 30 bases each year. Those guys don't come around that often.
All right. Well, listen, the people of Brookline have spoken, and we will hear their 911 calls. No commercials here, just the headline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.